Af Peches Amid Beis, we had heard a member of Rav, that Rav had said, Pshat Ma Mishneh, that what the Mishneh said, that if the Baal came back, is Teitzei from the boil, from the second husband, that is Dafke, if she only got married with an Eidechot. But if she got married with two Eidim, the Maskonas HaGemore is that two Eidim said Meis Baila. Now a person came back with two other Eidim saying that he is her Baal, a previous Baal. So then there's a din of Leiseitze. So the Gemara had asked, Soif Soif, Treye Trey Ninu, Vabo Aleo Bo'oshem Tolikoi. How could the husband remain with her? It's Vabo Aleo Bo'oshem Tolikoi. So the Gemara said, Omar Avsheishes Ken Shaniseis Le'echod Mei Eideho. That means that the aid, she married one of the Eidim, and he tainis that Meis Baila. The Gemara asked, "He gufa boshim toli kaime boimeres borili." Let us see Taisus before we go further in the Gemara. Avabo leo boshim toli koi. The Gemara asked, "Avola boshim toli." So Taisus asks, Afol gav the Rav boi chatiche mishtei chatiches bepeirik sofik ochal. The whole din of Oshem Toloi is davke in a certain case. You had shtei chatiches lefanecha. One was chaylev and one was shumin. And then a person ate one of these two chatiches. In that case, the Zachiyev Oshem Toli. But one Chatiche, Sofik Chaylev, Sofik Shumin, you don't bring an Oshem Toli. So, how could the Gemara ask Aliba Darav, Abolab Oshem Toli Koi? There's no two Chatiches over here. There's one Chatiche, it's a Sofik, she's a Sofik Eishesish, Sofik not an Eishesish. So why should one bring an Oshem Toli Aliba Darav? That Taisvus Kash. So Taisvus answers, Ochi Avi Kishtei Chatiches. The case of Treye Trey is like Shtei Chatiches. Because what is the inyan of Shtei Chatiches? The Larab Zeire, the Meforisho, sometime the Rav, Mishum de Shtei Chatiches, Efshel Avalr, Iser. He said, the whole din Oshem Toli was only said if there's two chatiches, and there's a possibility that one can be mevarer if he ate the yisr or not. Perish, b'shtei chatiches, evshel levarer, sheyovei haboki v'yaker oiso shenishtairo. That is the reason of shtei chatiches. He says, the Torah gave a kolben Oshem Toli back in a case where there's a possibility that we can still be mevarer the shayle. So benkach, there's a Oshem Toli. That is the inyan of shtei chatiches. So chanami evshel levarer al yedei hazom. It is also a possibility to be mevarer the shayle. It will be mazim, one of these two kites. So memele, so this is, according to Rab Zeir, it's good. Ula Rav Nachman de Meforish Taime de Rav Mishum de Beis Chatiches Ikve Isure. According to Rav Nachman, the time is because you know klal that there is Isur Lefonecho. If you have one Chatiche, you don't know. It's a Sofik, it's Chaylev, it's Shumen, but it's not Ikve Isure. If you have two Chatiches, I know one, I know this Ikve Isure Lefonecho. That's also called the Zicher was Issa. She was Becheskas Eishasish, and now there's a Shaila. She become Ois Eishasish. So this is equivalent to Ikva Isur. Vim Taima. Now, Taisvis asks, Amore de Kekash, Lomai da Askinon beperik Dalet Achim, the Trey Utrey Sveike Derabono. The Gemorre feels so is in Dalet Achim, Trey Utrey Sveike Derabono, Umukmi Loa Chazok. Trey Utrey Sveike Derabono means that Minatoire Yishtelan Chazoke, and Midarabono is a Teire Sofik. במין התארי ישתה להם חזוקה, המי נוקעת אושם תולי, אפילו חטס איקה דאוק מבחסק עשייש עשייש. So Taisvis says, so it's treye treye is not a suffix. מין התארי ישתה להם חזוקה, so she's בחסק עשייש עשייש. So he should bring a חטוס. ואויד, מי קומישני בניסייס לאחד מיידאו, Heiche shavkinolei, o mechayev mises bezden, do ukma achazoke. Now, Taisvis says that if it has a teire sofik, so good, so the sofik was not eiske paskin, there's tut stodim, we weren't machria the sofik. If we weren't machria the sofik, so then, and he says, by me it's no sofik, I was there, I may spilo. So it's good, Nisus Lachem Me'eda. But if we have a hachro in the Sofik, we have a psak in the Sofik, that means the Shtreye Treye Shtalan Chazoke. So Mamela, so Lalocha, she's an Eishas Ish. So how do we let them be together? V'oimari, the Ma'ashe Isha Daiko Mintzeve, Ma'are Leila Chazoke. Now when an Isha is Daiko Mintzeve, that's Marala Lechazoke, so she's not anymore Becheska Seishasish. So Memele, so it's Vaitara Sofik. We'll come back to this Teretz, but just let's finish the Teishas. Vishnaim, Oimrim Nizgarshe, the Besomuch. Later, the Gemara says that, same Aloche, Shnaim Oimrim Nizgarshe, Shnaim Oimrim Loi Nizgarshe, Obinisis Lechad Meida, that'll be the same Aloche. Nami Daike, she's also a Daike over there. Fishi Yereya, she Yevoyu Aiden, the Yazimu Aideho, or Yipsulais Magazlanuse, Lohi Loi Makminan Loa Chazoke. So therefore we don't sell on Chazoke, there's also a Daike Uminsevi. Now, let us see, there's a Yesaidis de Kemarsho here, and then we'll see it's not only a Marsho, it's a Rajba also. Let us first see the Marsha. The Marsha asks a kasha on Taisvis Teretz and says a Teretz on Taisvis kasha. Let us see the Marsha. The second Marsha on this Taisvis. Va'aymeri, the Marsha Isha Daike Ominsebe, so that's Mare de Chazoke, so she's not Becheska Seishas Ish. Ad kan l'shoinam. Tzorich ir. So the Marsha asks, the bebeis Eidim ka'ayri, it's speaking about two Eidim. Two Eidim said mace. Two Eidim say, this is the mace. U'bishum mokeim loy motzinu d'neimo d'daiko mintzeve bebeiz eidim. So where do you find this a daiko mintzeve bebeiz eidim kiven d'leke choymer b'seifo? There's no choymer over here. So the Karnir Eim explains, why is there no choymer over here? Because you can never be mevarer. Who's going to be mevarer? The Baal is here already. I mean, the Shaila is, two Eidim said he's dead, and two other Eidim said this is the Baal. That's it. So, we have no more than that. That means we don't recognize the Baal, so we have two Eidim. So it can never become this Bara that he's the Baal. Because we don't recognize him. So it's, you have another two Eidim, Trei Kemeir. So you'll always have Trei or Trei. You'll never have a Chaymer over here. Meiche Teisi, should there be a Chaymer? So, So Memele, so why is she, why do you have a daika mitzvah? When there's no chayma, there's no daika mitzvah. Kim de leka chayma b'saifa. Now, so Memele, that's, he doesn't understand the teretz of Tosis. Gam lekush yosham shehikshu, de benises le'echad mi'edeo heichish of kinelei, Hamachayev Mises Bezn Dukmachazok. The etzem kasha that Tosfos asked, how can you permit the aid to remain with her? Ikele meima de lavkushu. Tamrin de loimrinim beperik daladach in de betreye tre ukmachazok eleman de mesafkele. Chazoke is a haloche. If a person doesn't know what happened? So there's a din, there's a nig of chazoke. Avol legabi ha'eid azeh sha'imer bori li lo yukma chazoke. So the marsha says a moiradik esvare. That means this eid, we have chazoke over here. I buried him. He's dead. So you have chazoke? You need chazoke. You don't know if he's dead or alive. But I don't need chazoke. And I don't have a chazoke. The whole, I'm not governed by chazoke. Chazoke was said for the people who have spakers. So the Torah said, if you don't know, shtel on chazoke. I do know. He's dead. So must help me chazoke. That's the Marsha's word. Be'emesin, l'chidushi Rab Reuven, Baba Basra, Simin Yigimel, he brings from the Rashba in Kedushin Daf Samach Vov Amud Aleph that the Rashba says this Torah. That's what the Marsha says. The Marsha later brings a Tosfos V'sfais Tosfos Azoy. The Rashba in Kedushin Daf Samach Vov says this Torah. The Mayri Ba'imrim Ho'ish Vo'isha Borili Legabi Atzmon Heim Nemonim. Since they saying Borili, so for themselves, they're namonim. That means also chazoke. Chazoke was only said for the people who have sveikis. They're tining borili. So chazoke cannot in any way affect them. That's what the Rashba says. Rab Reuven wants to be mevaya. What is the machlokes of Tosfos and the Rashba? We have a machlokes over here. Tosfos learns that by treye treye, filo by borili, you do shtel an chazoke. The Rashba holds, you don't shtel an chazoke. So he wants to say two mahalchim. Let us just say the easier mahalach, just to plow through this halacha. The gedolei achronim, the chem deshleime, the chdush yarim, want to say that by treye trei, so that would, if we hold treye trei sveike da rabbonon, min ha teire yishtelan chazoke. So there's two ways how to learn pshat. There's one way to learn pshat, Emerson, how could chazoke help? Chazoke isn't better than another kata vedim. So you have another kata vedim, so you have four saying, Loy Mace and two saying Mace, so it's how can it help? It's Trei Kemeya. So they say that Chazoke is Pshat, is not a Birur in the Sofik, it's a Din Niyud. That means, we're not being Bavar anything. In the Sofik we have a Sofik with Trei Trei, Trei say Mace, Trei say Loy Mace, that's it. We have a Sofik Lefaneinu, and there's no way for us to be Mavara the Sofik. There's no greater Bira than Edim. So we have a Sofik Ashakul. But the Torah gave us an Hagis, what does one do when he's Mesupik? So the Anhagis is, if you don't know what to do, the niyug should be that you should do the way that you should be noyig like you were noyig till now. That's a din niyug. It's not a din biru, it's a din niyug. So then the Rashba is meiradik gerecht. So the Rashba is saying the din niyug. You don't have a biru in the Sufik.
You have a need. What to do when you're mesupik? So a person who's tining bodily, he doesn't have any problems. He's not mesupik. So the Rashba and the Marsha are meiradik. The Marsha and the Rashba learn shat that the din chazoke is only a din nihug, a din anhoge, a psak, what to do when you're mesupik. So mamele, so this is only noigeya, the anoshim amesupokim. The aid and the isha who are bodily, they don't have any problems. So mamele, so therefore they're not at all governed by the chazoke. If we will assume that chazoke is a birur afilo by trei etrei, I will say that the din of trei kemeya means that in birur of edim, ribui edim isn't a baila. That means, like, just like we understand very well, that if there are two edim that are 6 footers, we'll say mace. And two edim that are 3 footers will say loime. So we won't say, look, this is a 6 footer. That's not a hachro, because he's a 6 footer, this is a 3 footer, so that's why you should believe the 6 footer. He's a godel. So just like the height of the edim is not a machia, so the ribui hamisma is also not a machia. See, if 2 edim, 4 edim, 10 edim, 100 edim, ribui ha'edim is not a machia. Trei kemei, it's the same thing. That's in the birur of Edim. But now I have another birur. I have a birur of Chazoke. Chazoke is mevarer de shayla. Chazoke lahaloch is a teiris birur. The teir says if you don't know what to do, there's a birur of Chazoke. Now if there's a birur of Chazoke, so then we can appreciate Taisvah. So Taisvah says, that means Bezdin is, it's a shot case. That means there's a suffix, and we have a birur in the suffix. Bezdin is a birur of chazoke. We can't let these two people, what they're saying, they can say from the time to book, but we have a birur in the suffix. We have a birur in the suffix. Chazoke is mevara the suffix. So memele, so we can't let them get married. That was Taisvah's kasha. And Taisvah's answered that there's no chazoke for kel because isha by kaminsevi, is Mara de Chazoke. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. We had just learned now that we said Pshat and Rav, that Rav told us that if it was Nisei Sapi Beis Eidim and two other Edim come and say that this is the Baal, so the din is Loisaitse, that's what Rav says. So the Gemara asks Maile Memre, so what is the Chiddush of Rav? What is Rav telling us? Afulu Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosi loikoma alok shebo Edim v'achakach Niseis. Afulu Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi, will see soon, Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi was machmer by trei etrei. He was only machmer erlik shebo edim v'achakach nisis. If two edim said meis bailo, then later two edim said loy meis. So Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi holds that she wasn't permitted to get married, and if she got married, as I didn't say. Avol Niseis va'achakach bo edim, but Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi, the machmer, holds what is the halacha if she got married, and then to edim come and say that loimeis is loyoma. Then he, Rafel Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi, holds that loiseitz. Later we'll see the svar of Rab Menachem b'Rab Yosi, but al kaponim now, let's just learn the Gemara's kasha, the sanya. We learned in Abaraisa, Shnayim Oimrim Meis, Shnayim Oimrim Loimeis. Shnayim Oimrim Nisgarsh, Shnayim Oimrim Loinisgarsh, Areizu Loisinosev. She's not allowed to get married. Ve'im Niseis, but if she got married, Loiseitse.
she's not mechuyev. They say it's, she can remain there. Rab Nachman b'Rab Yosi Omar Teitze. Omar Rab Nachman b'Rab Yosi Emes ani Omar Teitze Bizman shebo eidim v'achakach niseis, that she got married when we were already aware of the suffix. Avol niseis v'achakach bo eidim areizu loiseitze. So bekitza, we have Rabach Loikas Tanoim, and the greatest machmer, Rab Nachman b'Rab Yosi, holds by niseis v'achakach bo eidim is loiseitze. So what did Rav tell us over here? Rav said it's a ganze Stück Teure, that what the Mishnah says, Teitze is davke beid echod, but al shenise is beid echod, avonise is apishnei eidim, lois teitze. So what is Rav Nachman, what is Rav telling us? I mean, it's a davar muskim, there's no chiluk ideas in this. So what is Rav telling us? So we have two terutzim on this kasha. The first teretz of the Gemara is ki koma Rav Nami bizman shebo eidim v'achakach niseis lafuki mid Rav Nachman b'Rab Yosi. So that's the chiddush of Rav. The Rav says im niseis al pishnei eidim is lois eitzei means afilu uzbo eidim v'achakach niseis. Afal pikein lois eitzei is paskening like the Chachomim. Let us see Rashi. Now where do we see this in the words of Rav? Our Mishnah that says that Niseis v'achakach bo eidim is seitzei, that's by neidechot. Da'os ha'mafal gav de Niseis v'achakach bo bailo k'dektoni mas nisen teitzei. That's what Niseis api eidechot. Avol al pishnayim eidim, but if she got married al pishnayim eidim afilu bo bailo v'yachakach niseis, the case of the two eidim say this is the bow. Lo yiseitze yilo yadin lei uchda taritznem. Like we said before, that is what Rav is coming to tell us, that the chumra of the mishnah by niseis is by eidechot. But if the shnei eidim afilu bo eidim v'achakach niseis is also loiseitze. Ulafuki midrab menachem. So where do we see this fault? So Rashi says, midloi itzlech milse darav ela bohochi, because I don't need Rav to tell me, this is a chiddush. This is a machlekes tanoim. She's passing like the Tanakama. Is al kolchache bohochi mitukme. So you have to say that's pshat and Rav, even though it's not muchach that he meant this, but it's muchach because else what is he saying? Pashminin alochi kitanekam. That is the first loshen. Beike da'oma, taime de nisei svachakach boide. Avu boidim v'achakach niseis teitzei. In keman k'rab menachem b'rab yoisi. Fakert at Rav wants to paskin like Rab menachem b'rab yoisi. Zot Rashi b'ike da amri. Ho oso Rav lashminam. Taime de niseis v'achakach boidim k'mas nisin. Now this is more meduyik bemesin in the lashon of Rav. Rav is going on our Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about niseis v'achakach. That's the case of the Mishnah. So time the niseis v'achakach bo'edim kimas nisim. Also, who the daikis, we can be medayik, that's by one eid, avo b'shnei eidim, loiseitze. Avo ba'alme, afilu b'shnei eidim, kigoyim bo'edim v'achakach niseis teitze. Midomro Rav le Milse Amas Nisin is going on a Mishnah which is speaking about Niseis, Shma Mino, that is in the Mishnah of Niseis Vachkach Boidim, Avo Baal Meloi, Almek Rav Menachmen, Rav Menachmen, Rav Yosi Svirale. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rove. So we'll see in Rashi that that Rove is asking a kasha on the second lashon of Rav. That means Rav paskin like Rav Menachem ben Rabbi Yosi, and Rove is asking a kasha on him. Mosiv Rove. That is a baraisa that says as follows: Minayin sheim loyrotzo dafnoi. What is if a kohen is marrying Noshim Psulois, or a kohen is metamel amesim, and he's not cooperative, he wants to continue doing what he's doing. He's dafnoi, we beat him up. So how do we know this? Talmud loyme v'kidashtoi balkochoi. If he can't take care of his kedushas kohune, we'll take care of it. V'kidashtoi. We have to be mekadishim. Now, Rashi gives a hakdome, but just let's learn the Gemara a little bit. Rashi gives a hakdome. You don't need a pasuk for this. This is b'chalotei rekula. If a person, it seems, if a person is wants to do averis, so Bezin went and stopped him from doing it. So why do you need a special v'kidashtoi over here? So Rashi gives a hakdome that the posse cannot be speaking about is being over a poshete isa. The posse cannot be speaking about is over a sofik isa, because that's poshet. We'll force him to be a shame at Torah mitzvahs. So kolchoch, the posse is speaking about a third case. What is the third case? Heichidom. Now let us just say what the case is before we see Rashi in the meaning. That the case was as follows. We'll talk about a kohen. A kohen married an isha, and the Torah it said meis baila. And then married, and then the two other Edom come later, not with the Baal. They said, you know, when they got married, the Baal was still alive. They say, yeah, the Baal was alive, but now he's dead. So we'll see Lamai Nafkemina, this is Nafkemina Lakuna. So she's a Zayna. She's a Zayna, and they should see Shazin, so she's a Zayna. So she's also Lakuna. So we have here, according to the first Kataidim, he was dead from before. She's not a Zayna. According to the second Kataidim, she is a Zayna. Saita will talk about soon. But the Lachayra, she's a Zayna. They're speaking about Zayna. So that's the case. So Eli Medloy Nises Lachad Me'edeho, if she did not marry Echad Me'edeho, so Mamele, so it's a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix deraisa. It's a suffix if she's a zayne, if she's not a zayne. The loikam rabori li, srichalameima de dafnoi. So do you need a posik to tell me dafnoi? That's poshet. He's a big over, a suffix is a deraisa. Elola. So we have to say the niseis laechad me'edeh v'kam rabarili. So it has to be speaking about, if you need a special pasuk, the kiddush says has to be speaking about that she married one of the edim to begin with. He was a kohen, and now two edim came and say that her husband was alive b'shas tenesu, and now he died. So now we have trei, if this kohen is permitted to remain with her. He says, he's an eight, he says he was dead from before, and she says, borili. And then the posik is coming to tell us a ketoni dafnoi. The posik says dafnoi. Alme mafkinen lomine. So we see, afkinen lomine, afilunise svacha kach boedim, we'll see, in Rashi says it's a kasha and Rav. So, Mamelo, you Rav,
you paskin that nisus vachkach bo edim is loiseitze, the second lotion. Here it says teitze. This kasha, the Gemara answers, is a kohun neshani. Moses say three terutzim on this kasha. The first teretz is Issa kohun neshani. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, minayim she'im le'im le'irotze koin le'hiskadesh, min tume, u'min noshim psulois, dafnoi, hakeyu, v'kitshei balkochoi, v'katshei balkochoi, heichidom. So Rashi says, davadi be'isa mefulsum, v'afilu be'isa sofik le'yitzlercha, davadi kefinolei, that I don't need a v'kidash, that's posha, the person who's being oiva sofik isa, you also say kefinolei. Would seem from the suffix that I saw a chumre. El olav, ki ay gavne, denise is tchila le echad me eideho, v'acha kach bo eidim, sho yochai bo oise sho, umeis, v'loi rotsa lo hoitzi mishum zayn, and he wants to remain married to her. So he's a kayin. And he wants to remain married to her. Uktoni dafnoi, because of Rav. So it's shver and Rav. We'll come back to this in 1 second. Beidechad leimotzi lukmi, dimkein loma likro, havadei ein echad bemokim shtam. We can't say speaking about ein eidechad over here. Eidechad said meis, and that's poshit. Abadei ein echad b'mokim shnayim. L'chayr, in some of them, I could be speaking about a neidechad. In the whole mnemonis of a neidechad is midarabona, we're saying pshat in the posik. Basically, about kaponim, Rashi says, I can't be speaking about a neidechad, so speaking about shnayim, and akasha and rav. So there's a meiridike problem over here, before we go to the teretz of the Gemara. The Ritve, the G'dayli, G'dayli, Achayinim, Eska Kashi, Vusat Rav Gezindikt. But here, yeah, what's Akash and Rav? Before we hear a Baraisa, that the Tanakama holds, Nisei Svachakach Boedim Loiseitze. No, the Boedim Vachakach Nisei Loiseitze. That's the Tanakama holds. Rab Nachman bar Rab Yosi is choylik bo eidim vach kach nisim, but nisim vach kach bo eidim is also loiseitze. And in that machloikis, Rav was the machmel, and Rav said, we paskin like Menachem bar Rab Yosi, that nisim, dafke nisim vach kach bo eidim loiseitze. So in that machloikis, Rav paskin lechumr like Rab Nachman bar Rab Yosi. And now we found another Bereise. Now this Bereise, good, this Bereise holds Niseis, V'achakach Boedim, Teitze. Fine. So, as Rav is upgefragt, Akasha and Rav, he has two Tanoim that hold like him. So what's, she found another Bereise. Fine, there's a third Tana that's Machma. So what's the Akasha and Rav? Rav Paskin, like these two Tanoim, Zakash and Rav. So the Ritva asks this Kasha. So the Ritva says, the Kasha was because we know we Paskin like this Baraisa. This Dafnei Dike Baraisa, Vikidashtai, this is a Baraisa which is Ungenumen Lahaloche. So Memele, so in this Baraisa it says Klod, not like the Psak of Rav. That's how the Ritva says Pshat in our Gemara. Vishleim de kushe hechi achre rav hochi. How is Rav Machia like Menachem bar Rabbi Yosi, do kimlon de hilchese ki homas nisen diktoni dafne. We know that we pass like this baraisa, so memela, that's the kasha and rav.
the kasha, the magia brings down Rabbi Keveger as the kasha, the Beis Meir, Neir Shraga, Gdele, Achoynem as this kasha. Yeah. So, the Beis Meir wants to say a teretz as follows. We have a stira to Bereises. I mean, let's forget about Ra for a minute. We have a stira to Bereises. The first Bereises says, everyone holds Niseis Vachach Bo'edim Loiseitze. That's what the Bereises says. And here it says, Niseis Va'achakach bo'edim teitze. That's a kasha. Let's talk about the baraisis. Forget about Rav. Here we are steering to baraisis. So the Beis Meir says, out the baraisis alone, I have a meiridike eitze out of him for both baraisis. Could be the first baraisis, the machloikis, Rabbi Nachman, the Rabbi Yosi, the Chachamim, but the Mekel by Niseis Vachakach Bo'edim, is speaking about that the second cat says that he's dead. The husband is dead, but he was alive b'shas when she got married. That's the case. So what is the Shaila? The Shaila is the Shaila of Saita. The Shaila of Saita. I mean, when she got married, she was a Saita. The first cat said no. When she got married, he was dead already. Zuk the Beis Meir, in the Shaila of Saita, is that the Rabbona de Keshal, Shizichan Anusa. Shizichan Anusa. That means if two Eidim came and said, Meis Baila, and then she got married to the second one, he was Boyalor, and then another cat Adam comes and says, no, when you got married, it was a lie, but now he's dead. So the whole Shaila is a Shaila of Saita. She was Mizana Tachas Bailo. And when she was Mizana Alpi Agodesh Tei Adam. So she's Zicha a Saita de Rabbonu. Not more than a Saita de Rabbonu. She's a Nusa. She's only a Saita mit Rabbonu, could be. In a soite der Rabbonon, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi said, Niseis, v'achakach bo'edem, no, soite der Rabbonon, loiseitze. It's all suffix. Is she a soite der Rabbonon? The first cat says that he died already. Arbereise, dafnoi, that says teitze, could be speaking about, that the second cat says the husband is still alive. So now we're not playing a shaila of a darabono. The second cat brings the husband with them. This is the husband. The first cat said the husband is dead. This is not the husband. So the second baraisa could be speaking about that's a shaila of a daraisa. If it's a shaila of a daraisa, by a daraisa, it's a shalva shishish. The husband is still alive, and the second cat said, this is the husband. First cat said, the husband is dead. A shayla va deraise. Then no one was meiku. A shayla deraise. A filonise is his teitze. So, lulei divrei rav, the bereises alone, I wouldn't have any problem with the bereises. But rav said, nitasei. Rav said, Pshat na Mishnah. Rav said that we're talking about, forget, he goes in our Mishnah when the Baal comes back alive. And to Adam, Rav was talking about when to Adam said, this is the husband. So Rav was speaking about when the Baal is alive. Rav was speaking about by an Isser de Reise. And Rav said by an Isser de Reise also in Niseis Loiseitze. That was Rav's Ashtik Teire. It's not Muchach from the Bereise. So if you say by Nisa de Reise, there's a din in Nisa Sloiseitze, I wish to disagree with you. Here we have a Bereise Fakel. That means there in the first Bereise, everyone holds in Nisa Sloiseitze.
And here it says in Lise Steitze. So Lule Dvorecha, I would say Pshat in the Baraisa. The first Baraisa is speaking about that the husband is Zichah dead now, it's only a Shail of a Soita Darabonon. And the second Baraisa is speaking about that the husband's alive. That's how I would say Pshat. So Shail of a Daraisa. But according to you, that you say if in the rice is the dinner, and he says leisaitse, so that's the Gemara's kash. That's how the base meya for emphas pshat and Rashi. The we're asking a kash and rav. I mean, it's a kash and rav. Fine. What does the Gemara answer on this kash? So the Gemara answers issa kohuna shani, issa kohuna shani. There's a beautiful bio on this Gemara in Chedushei Rab Reuven in Simen Tezvov. And Rab Reuven explains our Gemara as follows. Dekra v'kidashta ichitsha ha-toire d'shanei isurei kohune mikol isurei toire. And Rab Reuven is going up the derech of the Rashbe and the Marsha. And the Torah was machadish that Isurei Kohune is different than all Isurei Torah. And he explains. The Bechol Isurei Torah Ein Hadin Al Habezn El Al Ha'odom Ha'metzuveh. In all Isurei Torah, the din is on the person. He has to do mitzvahs. He's not permitted to do averus. It's a din on him. Ele shabezden mushorim lefakeyach shlo yikoshu shum ish bi isurim shalo. But bezden is supposed to make sure that a person should take care of his chiyuvim and his isurim. So therefore, that's the whole din. That means the averis are my averis. It's not bezdin's, it's my averis. A bezdin is an arvis achveis. The bezdin is to make sure that I take care, I'm not over an aver. Valkein. Kshetoyenim bori. So if the tining a tainis bori, this is lechad meidel, a tainis bori, they're tining that Edechet says he's dead, she says Borili, he's not the husband. So Memele ain't our Bezen Lemoinop. So Bezen has no right to mix in. But that tining, we're not doing any Averis. You know I'm doing Averis. You also don't know I'm doing Averis. You don't know. But I do know. So Memele, hands off. That's right. That's a loch attack. Why should Bezden Mishsachayim? Bezden doesn't know. Could be they're not doing any. These people say they're not doing any Averis. Avo be Isurei Kohune Chitsho Toire V'kidashtoi Bal Kolchoi Shegam Al HaBezden Hazore LeKadish Es HaKoyin Shlo Yisho Psule Bal Zua Hazore LeMani Bori Shalem Zot Rabruven Amere Dikevot. The Kedushas Kohune is not a private affair of the Kohen. Kedushas Kohune is mutal on Bezdin to see that the Kahanim are Kedushim. It's Bezdin's affair. So now we come to Bezdin. This person is, it's a suffocatious ish. So Bezdin say, well, he tainis borili, she tainis borili. So the Torah comes to Bezdin, but do you know it's borili? Are you taking care of Kedushas Kuna by Klal Yisrael? You don't know if they're telling the truth, if they don't. According to your knowledge, it's trei trei. To Edim say mace, to Edim say loy mace. According to Edim, he's a zayne, she's a zayne, and she's not a zayne. And you have to take care of the Kedushas Kuna of Klal Yisrael. And their body doesn't help you. That's Rabbi Kidashtoi. That's how Rabbi Reuven wants to say Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. That the Gemara answered, Isurei Kohuni Shani. Isurei Kohuni is different than all other Isurim. And it's beautiful in the Lashon HaGemara. That means that Kedushas Kohune by Klal Yisrael is not a private affair that only involves the Kohen. It involves business mitzvah to make sure that there's Kedushas Kohune by Klal Yisrael. And since their body doesn't help Legabi Bezn, so Bezn daf Secharayim mission. Bezn can't stay away and witness this. That is Pshat in the first Teretz. I'll tell you a second teretz. My dafnoi be'edim. It's not speaking about niseis v'achakach bo'edim. Niseis v'achakach bo'edim lo'yseitze. It's speaking about dafnoi be'edim. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Bezdin mushorim litroyach achar edim, la hakrish eshorishoinim hamatirim oiso, kedei lekadish es hakoin shelo yiso eno, avu mishenisais lo yiseitze. Now this is also very difficult to understand. So let's just say over what the Ritva says. So, will Baruch Hashem understand Rashi. The Ritva adds a few words. He brings down Rashi. Harikom, the chol shabo eide misa. Two eidim came and said meis bailo. Afar pi shemoteres lacher, meis bailo, so... Meis Baal, so he didn't say Meis Baal. So to any Yid, she's Mutter. Chayovim bezden lachze acher edei akhoshe, kedei shalai tinose lekoyin mishum kedushe. That she shouldn't marry a koyin mishum kedushe, kol heiche de ike shum pikpok vafilug shoeima borili. So the Ritva makes an akimte in our Gemara. The our Gemara is speaking about is a pikpuk. That means there are two eidim. There are two eidim and that same meis baila. And somehow there's a pikpuk here. It's meis baila. There's some arinon, whatever it is. So if the ones involved are not kehanim, so malonu. Why should we be doyig? Eladayna marshein evroyis. To aid them, say meis baila. There's a rinon. There's a pikpuk. So what? There's nothing. But it's speaking about that a kohen wants to marry her. So bezin is to say hezachzu before anything. Before you send out invitations, we want to. So Bezdin does investigation, pshat in this big book, and if Bezdin can get two Edim, well, if you have to investigate to find two Edim to be who are makrish the first two Edim, because that's with some of the big books, there is some sort of a rinon over here. So Bezdin is mechuyev to be matriach to find two Edim to be makrish in order to prevent the kohen to get married. That's a din. Also, but that's a din. Not isurikon. This is pshat. A kohen has to marry a glat kosher woman. Not it can't be a psazoy. Kedei shloi tinosi lekoyim mishum kedusha kol heichadike shem pik. But that's vekidashto. That means. That's kadish atzmocho bemutaloch. That's pshat. Bekidashtoi. Bezin has to make sure that the kohen has to be a kodesh. Not, he can't be a tzaddik. He has to be a kodesh. So Mamela, that's pshat and dafnoi. So Mamela is nothing, it's no kash and rav. Niseis is not dafnoi after niseis. Dafnoi bako. It's dafnoi beider. Viboy isayim. Now the Gemara says a third teretz. Three terutzim on this kashi. Shebo Edim Ba'achakach Nises. It's speaking about Shebo Edim Ba'achakach Nises. Rab Menachem Ba'Rab Yosi.
that it's speaking about bo edim v'achakach niseis, v'rab menachem v'rab yaisihi. Es v'kidashtoi is that the din is teitze, it's going according to Rab Menachem v'rab yaisihi. So, there's a few problems here. Problem number one, there are a few problems here. Problem number one, he says, the Gemara is telling us that the Baraisa is speaking about Bo Eidim V'Achar Kach Niseis. If it's going according to Rab Menachem v'rab yaisihi, that is a din teitze. So why, how does it come into Vikidashtoi? The Pasuk is, we learn it says by Vikidashtoi. So the same din would apply by a Yisrael. By Davka, by a Koy. And, it's not Samazai, it's, if it's going to Rab Nachman by Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Nachman Yossi holds that the din is, Bo Eidim, Bachakach, Nisis, is Taitse, all over by Yisrael also. So, Rab Reuven wants to say pshat in this teretz of the Gemara as follows. First of all, he wants to say the same lamdas that we had mentioned before in Isurei Kohune, that by Isurei Kohune there's a din v'kidashtoi, that the Isurei Toire of a Kohen are not his private affair. No, it's mutal on Bezdin to see that there should be Kedushas Kohuna Ba'ilam. And if it's mutal on Bezdin, so his body doesn't help. Lagabi Bezdin. So the same thing, Rab Menachem b'Rab Yossi says that this is not only Kedushas Kohuna is mutal on Bezdin. No, Kedushas Yisrael is also mutal on Bezdin. That means Bezdin has to see that every Yid, Bezdin has to see that there shouldn't be any Averis being over by Yidin. That's mutal on Bezdin. Viki Dashto. Sisu Maitz, talking about a Koyim. So, this is the Mekor of Rab Menachem b'Rab Yossi. So therefore, if it's Bo Eidim, and she wants to get married, Nisis Lechad Meidel, so even though they're tining Bori, and she's tining Bori, and it's Nisis Lechad Meidel, but we can ask Bezdin a question, Bezdin, are you sure that Kedusha is Shoyre by Klal Yisrael? Are you sure that there's no Averis being over? And Bezdin cannot say we're sure because it's Trey. So if you don't know, so you have to stop this. That means Nisis Lachod Me'edel. And we'll talk about the case of the Koyin. We'll come soon why we're speaking about the Koyin. But the case of the Koyin. That Nisis Lachod Me'edel and Nisis Lachod Me'edel. And she says, Borili, so even though they themselves can time their rightfully, there's no problem. We know that the husband is dead. But Kedushas Yisrael was not given over into the hands of private individuals. Kedushas Yisrael was given over to the hands of Bezdin. Bezdin has to see that Kedushas Yisrael. Bezdin has to see that there should be Kedusha by Klal Yisrael. And if Bezdin is confronted with a situation of Trey, and their Bori does not help Bezdin in any way, because Bezdin doesn't know, so Bezdin darfs a harein mission and say Teitzi. So this is the Mekor of Rab Menachem b'Rab Yossi. This is the Mekor. This is, so, and Mele,
And Rav says, I just paskin by my nieces vachkach boy. The nieces pitnu a boy in the vachkach nieces. We'll see in a minute what the mild of nieces vachkach boy them is. But this is boy them vachkach nieces, and the posuk is telling us teitzei.
The person has to make sure that this marriage should not continue. No, kan shoyel aben, which the gedolei achroinim ask, so why did the posuk speak about kahuna? Speak about, it's talking about bo'edim, so now it's a suffix. It's a suffix deraisa, by kahanim also. So, he wants to say, Rabbi Reuven wants to say as follows, that speaking about, just where Rashi said before by Zoyne, that it's speaking about the Shaila, he says, now he's Zichedet, and the Shaila is, now that we can't say is now that, because it's speaking about Bo Eidim V'Achakach Nises. We're speaking about Bo Eidim V'Achakach Nises. So we're talking about, so the Eidim came and said he's alive. So then I don't remember clearly what he said then. He wants to differentiate between Issa Soite and Issa Zayne, but I don't remember clearly what he said. Aval Kaponim, that's how he says, so this is Akasha, but the Gedolei Achronim ask, why was this pasuk said by Kohuna? This is Akasha. Rabbi Reuven is Mevaya, what is the difference, according to Menachem Rabbi Yosi, between Bo'edim V'achakach Nises, and Nises V'achakach Bo'edim, if the Lamdus is, that it's mutal on Besdin to make sure that Kedushas Yisrael should exist. So what is the chilik if it's bo'edim v'achkach nisus or nisus v'achkach bo'edim? So he brings up Pnei Yeshua, that Pnei Yeshua says, Nachsim Adachem Tzvi also has to bring such a svara, that if it's nises, if she got married first and now she's becheskas heter, so she's becheskas, it was nises. So she's becheskas hetel abal, and now Edom come and say that the Baal is still alive. So treye treye shtalan chazake. So minatayre she's mutal abaylo. So the chachamim weren't meitzi hami baylo. That's how Rabbi Reuven wants to say pshat. That's as far as Rabbi Nachman ben Rabbi Yosi. Amnachman b'Rab Yosi was only machmer by Bo Eidim v'Achakach Nises, and there the svar is, even though it's both of them are saying borili, but Bezdin cannot be guided by their borili, because Bezdin, their borili does not help Bezdin, and Bezdin is a suffix, so Bezdin is mechuyev to be mafresh them. Mashenke nises vachkach bo'edim, so the minute it was nises, she became nischazik beheter to the sheni, so memele is anay yishtalon chazoka. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi oimer, now Rav Ashi wants to say, einu mahalach in the memra of Rav. Till now we were learning that Rav is telling us that Loiseitze Me'asheni, and we hear the whole problems. Loiseitze Me'asheni, there was Mochele B'Marove, the Baal is Kayim, Loiseitze Me'asheni, so we had all the Kimtis. Rav Ashi Yoma Mai Loiseitze Dekoma Rav Loiseitze Me'hatera Harishin. Rav is saying a very simple aloche. Rav is saying if two Eidim said Meis Bailo, and her husband comes back, so she's allowed to go back to her husband, to the first husband, and she's not a Soite, because she was an Anusa. That's all Rav is saying. So Memele,
It's Rav is saying there's a difference between Eide Echad and Shnei Eide. Frag the Gemara Ha'omra Rav Chodezimne. Rav said this already. This Nan Nisei Shaloi Bushus. It says in the Mishnah. Nisei Shaloi Bushus, Mutaris Rav Zaloi. Shaloi Bushus means you did not need a Heta Bezin, there were two Eidim. So when the husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to the husband. It seems as a shaylan this about kaponim. So Rav paskin like our Mishnah that by nisus apishnei edim she's not also a baila rishin. So the Gemara answers: Ein chanami chodem mitlol de chavet itma. Ein chanami taki that that there was one member of Rav that Rav said that Halacha is to like the Mishnah, and if two Eidim came and said Meis Baila, and then the husband comes back, she's mutter to her husband. Let us see Rashi. Shmuel said, Leishonu Elo Shaloi Makhoshosoi. We'll see soon what Shmuel is speaking about. Shmuel says that the din of Teitze is only if she is not Makhish. That means the Isha is not Makhish. Then there's the din Teitze. Avo Makhoshosoi, if she is Makhish, Leiseitze. Then there's a din of Leiseitze. Zukte Gemore Bamai Eskinen. What are we speaking about? That the din Teitze is dependent on what the Isha says. Ileime Bibeitre, if two came and said that this is the Baal, let's say first an eight came and said, Meis Baalach. And then two Eidim came and said, this is the Baal, or the Baal is still alive. And that Shmuel says, it matters. If Loi Makroshosi, she doesn't say anything, then the state says. But if Makroshosi, she says, he's not the Baal, is Loi Seitze. If that would be Pshat and Shmuel, Ileime Bebeitrei, Ti Makroshosi Loi Mayhavi. So what if she's Makrosh? Two Eidim say, this is the Baal. And she says he's not the Baal. So what? Elo Bechat. Not speaking about one eight. One eight came. So the story is as follows. One eight said, Meis Baila. She got married. Now another eight came and said, Loi Meis. And now Shmuel says it matters. If she doesn't say anything, it's Teitze. If she does say she's makrish the second eight, then it's loisaitz. So frek the gemore, time the makrishosai. So you're telling me that if one eight said meis, and she got married, and now another eight says loy meis, so it's loisaitz because makrishosai, hoshosko teitze, but if she'll keep quiet, it's teitze. Omar Ule, Kolmokim Shemina Teirei Dechad Arei Ken Shnayim, Bein Dvorov Shalechot Bemokim Shnayim. So the Gemara says that the Shmuel is very shver. If it's speaking about that one eight came and said Meis Baila, and now when she got married to him, and now another eight comes and says Loi Meis, so Philo, she keeps quiet. Also, the halacha is called Mokim Shemina Teire Decha Darei Kain Shnayim. We believe the first eight. Vein Vov Shalechad B'Mokim Shnayim. What does Rashi say? Leishon masnis in the teitz, inay me bebeit rei da omri ze bailo harei kan shnai. Harei hu choshev kishnai. Kigoin be eides ishe loimer shemeiz bailo.
That means wherever the Torah gave a person in the monies,
bein dvorav shalecha da oma loimeis b'mokim shnayim. Some emails of the Gemara is asking, if that is the case, some emails afilu loimak cheshosi also should be loiseitzer.